Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. Stephen Baum is our guest. Stephen, B-A-U-M is his last name. Stephen with a P-H. By the way, the book is called What Made Jack Welch Jack Welch. That's Steve's book, Stephen's book. And his website is StephenBaumLeadership.com. Is that right, Stephen?
Stephen H. Baum.
Stephen H. Baum Leadership.com. So make sure you put that H in there, folks. And we're talking about family businesses. Stephen, thank you for the great insights you've been giving us. Here's the little thing that I got to thinking as I interviewed people like you, as I run my own business, as I see other people surviving, other people failing, other people succeeding. And as you and I both know, change isn't different over the last 20 or 30 years, but the velocity of change is different. And so what I've come up with is this little saying that I say to myself and I say to my audience on a regular basis. In the 21st century, it's okay to fall in love with what you do, but it's not okay to fall in love with how you do it. Now, I'd like for you to comment on that and see if that applies to any of the things that you've been talking about.
Well, that's the God's honest truth. The founders who were a success in Chapter 1 and didn't make the turn for Chapter 2 fell in love with the business and how they did it.
Yep.
And I might add, with the menu of perks and fruits and lifestyle that came with it all.
Mm-hmm.
But there, a couple of examples of companies that have made the turn and going to be successful again, are already being successful again. One of my companies that I work with is in the security business. And they've already built the company through a successful chapter from about $40 million up to almost $200 million, including organic growth, acquisitions.
But I bet their go-to-market strategy doesn't look anything like it did 10 years ago.
Not even close. But
yeah,
he got to the place about a year ago where he said, this isn't going to work for the next round. If I want to take this company even bigger and do things, I got to rethink how I'm doing business,
mm-hmm.
and it's probably going to take more capital than I want to mess around with. And he went through a beauty contest with the help of an investment banker, sold a majority interest in the business, and is staying there as the CEO, building on the relationships he already has in and out, inside and outside. But the go-to-market strategy, the acquisition strategy, all kinds of things, as he put it, I'm going to have to learn a whole new bunch of skills and think about how to modify what I'm doing for the next round.
Right.
That's the kind of thinking that gets you through another
and
chapter.
And he realized he couldn't be that visionary and the one who had to capitalize it all at the same time.
He's become a CEO instead of just an owner. He no
yeah.
longer manages the checkbook.
Yeah.
But he realized that he needed powerful help and a lot more capital and a very different approach to the business
right.
than has made him successful.
But
so
now Stephen, that's a pretty good sized company. We got little companies, tiny companies who are listening to us right now, and I want them to make sure they understand, folks, even if you never plan to grow to 20, even 20 million,
right.
let alone 200 million.
Well I'll give you another example.
Regardless of what size you want to be, the idea of don't fall in love with how you do it applies completely to you.
It absolutely does. There's a smaller company that's been through a similar example to where the business model up until now has been all relationship-driven with no real competitive advantage. The boss is just so highly respected and so beloved in the business that he's been able to generate growth for decades. All of a sudden, competitors are offering his core services as lost leaders.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do in that case? And it's a small business. So if he wants his family to thrive, he's got to figure out, what do I do to get either proprietary data, a proprietary service, something to offer my best and beloved clients
mm-hmm.
that they say, okay, there's a reason to stay with you. He can't fall in love with how he does the business. He's already in love with the business itself,
mm-hmm.
and his family is too. But if he doesn't stop and say, you know, relationships are essential, but they're not enough anymore. I got to offer something of differentiated value.
Right.
his small business is going to get smaller.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly right.
Absolutely. Stephen, how long did your father and stay in business, in the doll business?
Oh, golly.
When did he go out of business?
He went out. Well, what happened was somebody bought the brands eventually.
Yeah.
And so the brands exist, but the company went out of business, I would guess, about 15 years ago.
Yeah, but the brands are still out there that your father and your grandfather made.
That's right.
How about that? Pretty cool. Hey, Stephen, give us the website again, please.
It's StephenHBaumLeadership.com. Stephen with a PH, middle initial H, because the other Stephen Baums are guitar players.
And Baum is the last name. Put leadership.com on the end of that, and you got Stephen.
Right.
Hey, thanks for being here, Stephen. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
Thank you so much, Jim.
We're not going to do without him, folks. He'll be back, I promise. I will be too, but it will be tomorrow. I'll see you then.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.